So this week we start Chumash Amos after 3 months in Chumash Bereishis, which is also defined as Sifron Shel Avos. And after studying at length and in depth Masa Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov, and the Yud Beis Shvatim, it is this week what we start with Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer HaGolos VeHaGeula, as Chumash Amos is defined by the Ramban. But the topic we will be discussing today is an interesting one, a fascinating one, and one that is one of the basics in Torah Amidus. Usually we speak about halachic concepts, but the sugya we will be dealing with today is on the border between halacha and Midus Tovus. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's trying to persuade Kiviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put this task upon someone else. And Moshe says, V'yoyimah Moshe, V'yohen v'hen lo yaminu li, v'lo yishmu'u b'koyli, ki yoyimru lo yiniru elechu Hashem. And the Gemara says twice in Shas, Shabbos Tzadik Zayin Omed Aleph, and Yume Yutas Omed Aleph, HaChoyshet B'ksherem Loike B'gufoi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hein lo yaminu li. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yisrael maminim b'nei maminim, va'atu ein seif chol ha'amen. They are great. They will believe. It is you that don't really believe. Umamai deloka, Moshe Rabbeinu samet yodre b'cheikoi, v'hinoi mitzora haskesheleg. So Chazal, from this posuk, learn how essential and how basic it is to be done kol adam lekaf sos. And this is a statement, the halacha that we find twice in Shas. In Masechet Avos, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, Havei danes kol adam lekaf sos. We find this yesod once again in Shas, in Masechet Shavuos, and it is there that Chazal teaches us v'tzedek tishpat amisecho. Havei danes chavecho lekaf schus. Is this a mitzvah d'oraisa, or rather midas tovus? Basically, we know that whatever we find in Masechet Avos belongs in the realm of midas tovus. However, the Gemara in Shavuos proves this halacha from a posuk. The Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSei Kufayin Zayin, Sefer HaChinuch Reish Lamed Hei, Rabbeinu Yoni Shara Tshuva, Tchele Gimel, Sif Reish Yudches, seem to indicate that it's a D'oraisa. Rabbeinu Yoni says so specifically, clearly, that it's a Mitzvahs HaSei D'oraisa. On the other hand, the Meiri HaMesechet Shavuos says, Motzu Chachomim Sarach Remez, which seems to indicate that it's only an asmacht and not really a chiyuv gomer. The Rambam brings this principle on Hilchas Deis, Perek Halacha Zayin. Hilchas Deis is the one section in the Mishnah Torah in which the Rambam deals with Midas Davis and with Midas Chasidus and not necessarily Halacha Psuka. And the Rambam brings this as a characteristic which defines Talmidei Chachomim, seeming to say that it's not a chi of gumma, but rather something that belongs in the realm of Midas Tovus. The Chofetz Chaim, in the introduction to the Sefer Shmiya Saloshan, Chelek Ha'esin, Mitzvah Zasei, Od Gimel, makes a very interesting comment, and I think it's a valid comment. Twice we find this Yisoid in Shas, as I said. Masechet Tovus on one hand, but also Masechet Shavuos on the other hand. While in Masechta Sovis, the Lashon of the Gemara is Havei Donas Kol Odom Lekav Schus, the Lashon in Masechet Shvias is Shiyahei Danas Chaveiro Lekav Schus, and there seems to be a difference between the two. So the Chofetz Chaim says, when you're dealing with a person that you know, and he is known to be a Talmud Chochem, and a Tzaddik, and an Odom Yoshar, it is a Chiv to judge him in a positive fashion, Lekav Schus. And that is why, when the Gemara proves from the Pusik, Betzedik tishpat amisecha, the lashon of the Gemara is haveidan es chaveroi lekavzchus. In Masechet Avos, when we're dealing with minas tovis, the lashon of the Gemara is haveidan es kol adam. Kol adam means every human being, every individual, every fellow Jew, whether you know him or not, and that belongs more in the realm of minas tovis. But basically, and this is a very basic feeling which I wrote about at great length in Minchas Osher Chumash VaYikra. I do not recall which siman it is, but there's an ariches, an essay I wrote about Loshen Hara and Rechilas, and I made a very interesting comment. And I think the comment is valid also in our sugya. In the sugya of Havei Donas Kolodom Lekavzchus, Loshen Hara, in my opinion, essentially belongs in the realm of Midas Tovis. And the same is Ladunas chaveru lekavzchus. However, there are some midas that are so important and so basic and so essential that the Torah is machmir, and the Torah gives us a mitzvah to say or a lo ta'ase. Lo shen hara nechiles is alav, lo yitelech rochel be'amecho. And on the other hand, havidonas kolodom lekavzchus is a mitzvah to say b'tzedek tishpat amisecho. But still, how do we define Kavzchus and how do we define Lashon Hara and Rechilas? These concepts are not defined by halachic principle, but rather by the principles which define Midas Chasidus and Midas Tovus. My argument is this. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam, in their perish on Mishnayis, in Masechet Avos, differentiate between different people and different situations, different circumstances. So Rabbeinu Yonah in his Perasha Masechet of his Perikama, and the Rambam in Perasha Mishnah there on the spot say, if we're dealing with the Adam Tzaddik, which a person who is known to be a Ish Yosher and Adam Tzaddik, then it is a Chiyuv to be done Lakavzchus even to the extreme. Even though what he does seems to be a transgression or a sin. When we're dealing with an Odom Beinoni, you need to be done a Kavzchus, but only in normal circumstances. When he did something, yesh doshen l'shevach v'yesh doshen l'gnai. One can interpret his actions in a positive way or in a negative way. But you do not have to go to extremes to be done lekavzchus. And my question is this. If we're dealing with the Diuraisa, mitzvah say Diuraisa, why wouldn't we say Sveika Diuraisa lechumra? Why would we say there's a difference between somebody that is known to be a tzaddik and somebody that you're not familiar with? If it's a suffix, we should say Sveika Diuraisa lechumra. Now, Sveika Diuraisa lechumra is a concept which is relevant in Dina Momenes, it is relevant in Issa Veheta. It is not relevant in Torah and Midas. Midas are defined by different criteria, by a different yardstick, by different definitions. And that is similar to the argument I made in Minchas Osher and Loshen Hara v'Rechilas, that sometimes this concept is defined by Tom Lev, by pure intentions. Two people tell this exactly the same story about the same individual. One is over and alav the uraisa v'leiselach rochel b'yamecho, and the other is mutar l'chatchila. Sometimes what defines is pure intentions, what we would call and describe in Lashon Kodesh as toim lev. And I think the same concept, the same yisad, the same rule is also relevant in the sugi of Havei Donas Kol Adam Lekavzchus. In Brachas Yutes Omed Aleph, we find an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, "Im ruisa tamet chochem shov raveira biyom al tahara rachrov. Shem osa tshuva al tahara rachrov balayla." And the Gemara wonders, "Shem osa tshuva? No, vaday osa tshuva." And this is an additional extension of the mitzvah of Havei Donas Kol Adam Lekavzchus, because we're dealing here with a situation in which it is clear that it's an aveira. You still have to be done like Kavzchus. What would the Kavzchus be? Vada Yosachuv. So it is brought in the name of one of the great Hasidic masters of Moshe Mesavaran. And we're lucky that I was Hasidic Rebbe, because if a Misnagad would say as the Hasidim would be very angry. So we asked an interesting question. The Gemara says, "Im ruisa talmud chochem she'over aveira b'yom, al tahara lacharov balayla, vada yosa tshuva." Well, most of us would say, he's a Talmud Chochem. And if he did it, it can't be an Aveda. Rav Moshe Savarana said, no, that's a very dangerous approach. Because then you will do the same. And others would do the same. So if it is obvious that it's an Aveda, you're not entitled to say, well, if he did it, it's not an Aveda. Because then you might learn to do the same. So if, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's an Aveda, you are not allowed to say it's not an Aveda. What you do have to say is, Vaday Osa Tshuva. And that is a very interesting comment by one of the great Hasidic Rebbes. Well, talking about Hasidim and Misnagdim, let me just share with you an interesting piece of knowledge. Yediyas Nechbodis. Talmid HaChachomim should have Yediyas Nechbodis. One of the early sources in Chassidus gives a very interesting pshat in this Gemara. Imru yisa Talmud Chochem shover aveira b'yoyim, al tahar arachro balayla vada yosi tshuva. So he says an interesting pshat. There are some great tzaddikim that never did an aveira, so they have nothing to do tshuva about. But they do want to do tshuva, because they want to perform all the tariag mitzvahs. But if you don't have an aveira, what are you going to do tshuva on? And Chazal also say, "B'mukum shebal tshuvaim demafilat tzaddikim gemurim einem yicholim lamed." And they have the hishtoikikis to be balei tshuva, to come closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore they do an aveira. They should be able to do tshuva, and that is defined as an aveira l'shma. And Chazal say, "Gedoyer aveira l'shma." And this pshat was ammunition for the misnagdim. And they said, oh, that is what Hasidim are all about. They sanctify Avedis, and they have this strange proposition that a person is entitled to do an Aveda, he should be able to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, we could only assume that was real material for the Misnagdim. But my comment is that this pshat is found, the earliest source that I know about is the Berachas HaZevach, the Marash Kaidanover, who lived 100 years before the Baal Shem Tov, and he definitely didn't belong to the Hasidim. He was one of the greatest Gedolim. He has a Sefer Tzoyin Kodeshim al Seyda Kodshim, a magnificent Sefer Berachas HaZevach, and a Goes Teferes Shmuel al Arosh in many Mesechtos. He was one of the great Gedolim far before the Baal Shem Tov, and he says this pshat. Many things we find in Svorim that are Bederach Drash. None of the Gedoyla HaChassidus actually recommended or felt that he is such a big tzaddik that he has to do an Aveda, he should be able to do tshuva. All the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov and Talmidim and Talmidei Talmideim, they all were Anvesonim Ushfele Ruach Nemuchei Komo. They were the greatest tzaddikim and the most humble tzaddikim. They were all convinced that they are not tzaddikim, that they're over Aveda. None of them had the problem. What is he going to do tshuva about if he's such a big tzaddik? So, wherever we find this pshat, it's not a Torah Chaim. It's a pshat bederech drash. And this whole mahuma was about nothing. So anyway, this is just an interesting idea. But let's come back to our sugya. So in Brochas Yutes, we find that sometimes the kaf schus is to say vada yosu tshuva. But that is only when we're dealing with the Talmud Chochem. Imru isu Talmud Chochem shover aveira b'yoyim. Obviously, not every oiver aveira. And even for Talmid HaChachamim, this is a teaching or an halacha with limited dimensions. What do I mean? The Gemara says, Vada yosu tshuva. Hana mila b'aveira shebegufoi. Aval b'aveira mememoinoi. Adam Hadel Amore. If he stole, or robbed, or he was deceitful, and he has Momen Chaveira Biyodoi, then as long as he doesn't give the money back to its proper owner, then you don't have to say that he's a tzaddik. And from this Gemara, the Atzei Arozim, and even as a Simalamet Ches, has a big cash on Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara says Kedushin Mem Tesu Medbeis. The Mekadosh Yeshuish on Manasha Nirosho. Lo, the Mekadosh Yeshuish on Manasha Nitzadik V'Nimtzer Roshe Gomo. Choishe Shem LeKedusha V'Shem Heiru Tshuva Belubo. Maybe he did tshuva. So even though he's a Rosh Hagomer, we say Choshishin LeKedushav. So obviously, with a Hira tshuva, a person could be transformed instantly from a Rosh Hagomer to a Tzaddik. But the Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbein Yeruchim, who brings a Machloikis in the Rishayim, whether this ablocha applies also to a Rosh Ben Odom L'Chaveroi, person that has other people's money, OPM, in his possession, Ganev, Gazlan. Some Rishonim say, in that case, tshuva is not sufficient. Ad shiyotzik zera metachas liyodoi. Other sources say, and that is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, even Baveri Shebemomoin, Shema Hir Tshuva Beliboy. So the Atzer also asks from the Gemara Brochas Yutes. The Gemara says, Aveli Shebemomoin can do tshuva. So I think the way Rabbeinu Tam understands this Gemara is not that he can't do tshuva. Tshuva is neskabel even Baveri Shebemomoin. And the moment he did tshuva shleim and he decided to give back the moment, he gave back that money, even though he didn't get around to do it yet, he's already at tzadikon. Einoy miskapaloi, ad shiratze es chaveroi, that's the Gemara at the end of Masechet Yuma. That means it's not kapora shleim, but he is at tzadik. So what's trapped in the Gemara in Brochas Yutes? As long as he didn't give the money back, you are not obliged to be nan lakav schus and say vade yose tshuva. If he really did tshuva, what's the other person's money doing in his possession? He should be charging and running in the middle of the night to give that money back. And therefore, it is not that the tshuva is not neskabel. Choyshishin lekedushov shem hira tshuva beliboy. But in those circumstances, you are not obliged to say vade yose tshuva. We see to what extremes a person should be dan chavero lakavschus from the story told in Shabbos Kufchov Zayin Amid Peis. Ma'ase biyodo mechad, shosa maloche etzel chavero. An employee worked for his employer, for his company, 3 years. He didn't get paid. And then he finished the job, Erev Yom Kippur. He wants to go home. He goes to the employer and says, will you please give me my check? He says, no, I have no money. So he says, but I know that you have a lot of money. Could you give me cash or a check? He says, no, I have no money. Could you pay me by produce of the field? You have sodas and perdesim. No, he says, I have none. One of your cows or camels or horses or mules? No. Well, you could give me land. I don't have. Karam v'kistos, you know, pillows, sheets. I was in your home and I saw you have a lot of that stuff. He says, no, I don't have anything. Holach ha-beisoi b'pachei nefesh. After Yom Tov, the employer comes to the employee with money and a suda gedoyla, and he pays him. And then he says, when I told you I have no money, what did you think? Did you think I'm a liar? He says, no. I was Daniel Akavschus. I know that you're very rich, but I thought maybe you had a fabulous deal and you bought merchandise and you weren't left with any cash. So what I said, I don't have any fruits or vegetables. What did you think? Well, I thought that they're tevel. You didn't get around to be mafresh tumas amaisis, so you didn't want to give me. And when I said I have no animals, what did you think? Well, I thought maybe you rented them out. And when I said I can't pay you in real estate, well, I thought maybe you took a mortgage. And when I said I have no chattel, so he said maybe you were Magdish L'Shomayim. And he says, yes. Ashrechu Shedan Toysel Akavschus Hamokim Yodanois Cholakavschus. Who are these two people? And especially, who is the employee? Shiltas deravahaiguin, shiltamem. The shilta says the employer was Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkonus and the employee was Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. Two great tanoi. So those are the midas of Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. And from this story, we say to what extreme one should go to be dan chaver lekaf zchus. So maybe somebody would argue, well, when you have an employee like Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, everybody would be dan lekaf zchus. The same story is also told in Tana de Balio Azuta, Perek Tet Zayin. And over there we learned that the employer was Adam Shaloi Kora Veloi Shana, that he had midestavis. Then Etziv says, could this go together with Shiltas de Ravachai? Loi Kora Veloi Shana. But the Shilta says it was Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So then Etziv comments, well, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus started learning when he was 22 years old. That is what we see in the beginning of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe it was before that. But I think that's a mistake, because Rabbi Akiva was much younger than Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. So it's unlikely that Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was 19, because he worked by him 3 years. So he was 19 years old when he started working. I think Rabbi Akiva wasn't born when Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus was 22 and he went to learn Torah. There's another Gersa in Tana de Belio that the employee, not the employer, was Lekor Avaleshona. So that is more likely, because Rabbi Akiva started learning when he was 40 years old. He lived 120 years. And Rochel Ben Kalba Sevua sends him to Yeshiva when they get married, and he was 40 years old. So when Rabbi Akiva was 39 or 38, and maybe at that stage he worked by Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. The Gemara says that when he went home Yom Kippur, he said, I need money for my wife and children, which also doesn't really fit in with Rabbi Akiva, because L'chaira, Rochel Bas Kalba Sevua sent him to Yeshiva as they got married. So when he had a wife and children, he should have been a Yeshiva. So it is more likely that these are two different gersois, two different nuschois, and they don't go together. Tana de Belio and the Shiltas de Rav Chai in Perek Mem. One more interesting source we need to deal with is Derech Eretz Rabba, Perek Hei. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Hananya says, La'olam yehei kol odom be'enecho kelistim. And we find an interesting story. Rabbi Yeshua had a guest, a stranger, but he took him into his home and he was mechabed him. And he put him into a room in the second floor. By night, he took the ladder away. He shouldn't be able to get up or down. In the middle of the night, that guest, well, checks all the cupboards and all the drawers, and he took a lot of stuff, put them into his own briefcase. And then when he wanted to sneak away in the middle of the night, he didn't realize that the ladder wasn't there, and he fell, and he broke his neck. In the morning, Rabbi Yeshua gets up, goes to check on his guest, and he sees him laying on the floor with a broken neck, and he said, well, didn't I tell you? How does this fit in with Havei Danas Kol Odom Lekaf Zchus? Seems to be a very extreme contradiction, but I don't think so. Rabbi Yeshua says, you need to judge every person in a positive way, Havei Danas Kol Odom Lekaf Zchus, but you should take every precaution not to be hurt, not to be jeopardized. Some people aren't honest, and we are entitled to be aware of that and take every possible precaution. Rabbi Yeshua says, they should all be kilistim be'enecho v'havei mechabdan k'rabban Gamliel, which clearly says we should give them the greatest covet and really believe that they're fine people and honest people and wonderful people. But we are entitled to take every precaution. That is what Rabbi Yeshua teaches us. Many years ago, one of the Choshev Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael gave an interesting psak based on this story. So as the story was told, there was a boy going to university every day and bringing along a sandwich, and every day somebody stole a sandwich and ate it up. So the Rav paskened, he's entitled to poison a sandwich. And if the ganav will take it and eat it, well, let him pay the price of his follies. Well, I think the story was just a made-up story to discuss an interesting halacha. But if that would actually happen, the person that poisoned his sandwich and another person died, chayv misa b'dei shamayim, you're not allowed to kill a thief. He is not chayv misa. So what about the story of Rabbi Yeshua? He took the ladder away and the guy fell from the second floor and broke his neck. Well, to me it would seem quite obvious that he took the ladder away in order that his guest shouldn't be able to get away in the middle of the night. It didn't occur to him that he won't realize that the steps were removed. Well, maybe he should have been more cautious, but he definitely did not take those steps away in order to cause the ganav to be killed. So this just proves that we have to be very careful when we're paskin and galocha from Agadata. There are many ways to interpret the story, and therefore the halachic process should be based on hilchas gevurta and hilchas psikta and halachic principle, and not only on stories that we find in Chazal. So we discussed an interesting and very important sugya. Haveidan es kol adam lekaf zchus, a principle that we learn also from this week's parsha. In a short while, I have to run to give a shiur, and from there to the airport. I'm on my way to America, so I need to be a bit precise in today's shiur, and I apologize for that. I just want to once again go back to what I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur. Sefer Shemois is defined by the Ramban as Sefer HaGolus VaHaGa'ulo. Chassidim V'Anshei Ma'isa take advantage of the first 6 weeks of Chumash Shemois. First 6 weeks, the first six parashas are Shemois Ve'eru Boi B'Shalach Yisra Mishpotim Rosh HaTevis Shoivovim Al Shem HaPosuk Shuvu Bonim Shoivovim. And the Ari HaKodesh and the Shlo discovered and taught us that these are weeks that have a special segula, L'tikun HaNefesh V'Lakapor HaZavoyin. Why? What does it have to do with Chumash Shemois? Because the Baal Shem Tov taught us Pshat in the Pasuk in Tehillim, a Pasuk we are familiar with because we quote it by Kabbalah Shabbos every week, Karvu el Nafshi Ga'ola. So the Baal Shem Tov explains, every person, every Jew has his personal Golas Mitzrayim and his personal Geulas Mitzrayim. His Neshama, Chelek Elokam Imal, is in Golas. In Golas in his body. In Golas B'Yolam Hazeh. In Golas, tied to the tivus of this world. In a way that is similar to Golas Mitzrayim. And when a person elevates his neshama and redeems his nefesh and brings it closer to a Kodesh Baruch, that is, in a way, a p'china of Golas Mitzrayim. His personal Golas and his personal Geula. And when a person brings about his personal Geulas Mitzrayim, that is what he could contribute to Kiruv HaGeulah HaShleim. That is the interpretation of the Baal Shem Tov in Korvo HaNafshi Geulah. So it is in Chumash Shemois when we learn these very parshias dealing with Geulas Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim that a person could and should take advantage and work on his personal Korvo HaNafshi Geulah. So be a make hedem chasidim v'yanshe masa worisik and tzoymis and sigufim. But the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov taught us that in Doides Achroinim, Omer HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah, they are the basics for Tikkun HaNefesh and Kapor HaSavayim. Oyev Yisrael Parshas V'yechi, Zera Kodesh, Rob Shitzarov, Parshas Boi, Bas Ayin, Parshas Shmini, all make the same point. So these are days, and these are times, and these are weeks in which we should be investing more in Omer HaTorah, Yegiyas HaTorah, and Sheshuah Shel Torah. And let us hope in the merit of our avodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us Moshiach Tzidkein. So in this week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, you should go to Bnei Yisrael, give them chizuk, and tell them about your revelation, and tell them that Hine, there will be Zeichet to Geulas Mitzrayim. Vayoyim oed elakim al Moshe koysoim el b'nei Yisrael Hashem elokei avesechem elokei Avraham elokei Yitzchak velokei Yaakov shluchani yoleichem ze shmili yoylem ze zichri ledor vedor. In this posuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem elokei avesechem elokei Avraham elokei Yitzchak velokei Yaakov. And then the posuk goes on, Lech vosavtu azikni Yisrael v'yamartu elehem, Hashem elokei avesechem niru elai. Elokei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Why in the first posuk, Parashat Gimel posuk Tezvav, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachad shemo al kol achad min ha'ovos b'fnei atzmo. And in the second posuk Tet Zayin, Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Neru Elai, Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov together. Many years ago, I had an idea b'derech drash. Bava Metzia Pei Heyom at the base of the Gemara tells an amazing story. Eliyahu Hanavi used to come every day to learn Torah in the yeshiva of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, of Rebbe. And once it transpired, it was Rosh Chodesh and he didn't come to yeshiva. When he comes the other day, he comes tomorrow, Rebbe asks him, where were you yesterday? Well, Rebbe was a strange Rosh Yeshiva. I don't know any Rosh Yeshiva today, any Yeshiva Gedolia that would dare ask a Bucha, where were you yesterday? That Bucha would be so insulted and so offended he won't speak to his Rosh Yeshiva 6 months. But those were different times, a different era, and a different caliber of Rosh Yeshivas. So Eliyahu Hanavi probably was one of the Choshev Talmidim, but nevertheless, Rebbe says, where were you yesterday? And Eliyahu says, I didn't have time. And Rebbe says, could you please tell me why you didn't have time? So Eliyahu Hanavi tells Rebbe an interesting story. In the heavens, I have a job every morning. I wake up Avraham, I wash his hands, Natilas Yadayim, I put him up to daven. When he finishes davening, I put him back to sleep. I wake up Yitzchak, I wash his hands. He davens. When he finishes davening, I lay him back to bed, and I wake up Yaakov Avinu. And, well, probably Elio explains it was a Shchodesh, Alange Davin, and you know, Halal and Musaf and Kriya Satoira till I got through. It was in the afternoon, I couldn't get to Yeshiva. So Rebbe is persistent and he says, why didn't you wake them up together? They should daven together, and maybe at least you could make it to say the Shady. And Elio reveals a secret and he says, when the Ovasig Deutschum will daven together, Yavoi Moshiach Tzidkenu, and time has not yet come. I don't have reshus to wake them up and let them daven together. It is only b'zeach arzeh. So I think the two above mentioned psukim deal with two different geulas. The first posuk deals with the geula asida, the geula shleim, ezeh shmili yoylem, ezeh zichri ledor yador. Regarding the geula asida, the three of us did not stand together. And therefore, the posuk says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. The second posuk deals with Geulas Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell the Yiddish Kindalach, Poket Pekadet Yeschem, Vesasu Ilechem B'Mitzrayim. Regarding this Geula, the Oves daven together. And therefore, Shnas Geulai Bo, you have nothing to worry about. The Oves daven together. I don't really know where Eliyahu Hanavi learns today. I did not see him in my Kol. But wherever he learns, let us hope that Rosh Chodesh Shvat Abo Aleinu L'Toivo, he should make it to Yeshiva. He should be given permission to wake up Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. They should daven together, the three Avos. And then we will be zeichet to Mashiach Tzidkenu Shiyavoi b'meheru v'yomeinu. So when we read the parashiyas in Sefer HaGolas v'HaGeula, Yehi Rotzon Shiyas Oiru Rachamei Shemayim v'Yagoiru Rachamecho al Midosecho, we should be zeichet b'kura v'yomeinu to the Geula Shalema b'meheru v'yomeinu. Amen.